One vacation morning, my wife and I woke up real early for some reason, so we decided to make the most of that pre-dawn time. We went out to the porch of the mountain cabin we were in, and we just sat there to watch the sunrise. It was awesome. We watched the eastern sky slowly brighten over the mountains, and it turned the sky these beautiful shades of pink and yellow. It took a while for the old sun to rise. I mean, we were waiting for almost an hour as the sky gradually got brighter. At last, there was this brighter spot over one particular peak. And then suddenly there it was. The sun crested the mountain. And even though we had to wait a while for the sun to come up, wow! Man, when it did, it totally cleared the mountain, and it began ascending the sky in less than 2 minutes. Literally, as it rose, everything seemed to come to life across the valley. It's incredible to watch how God begins a day. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about waiting for the sunrise. You know, we can learn a lot about the ways of God in our lives by just watching how He starts each new day. It's especially important if it's been dark in your life for a while. It's been a long night, huh? You've been waiting a long time for light to break through. But remember how God operates. A long wait, maybe a few signs of a little brightening, and then a sudden, dramatic breakthrough. The divine modus operandi is vividly illustrated in our word for today from the Word of God in Exodus 12:11. God's ancient people have been waiting for God to come through with their promised deliverance from their slavery in Egypt. But before it gets better, yep, it gets worse. The request of Pharaoh only leads to them being oppressed even more. And then there's a series of 10 plagues, 9 of which do not change their lives. Been a long, long night. Like you, maybe. They've been waiting for the sunrise for a long time. And then comes the night of the first Passover. The night God will change Pharaoh's heart with the last plague. Here are the Lord's instructions to His people about the Passover. This is how you are to eat it. With your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat in haste. After all this waiting, God says, hey, be ready to go at a moment's notice. Well, here's what happened. During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, up, leave my people, you and the Israelites. Go, worship the Lord as you requested. Take your flocks and herds and go. The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the country. Pharaoh and his people are literally urging their labor force, the Jews, to leave their country. And the Egyptians even give the Jews silver and gold and clothes. They financed the Exodus. It was a long wait. And then a sudden and blazing sunrise and a dramatic difference. God may have you right in the middle of that kind of impending miracle at this moment. Except right now, looks like it's going to be dark forever. Don't let the length of the wait make you give up on the sunrise. Don't ever assume there's not enough time left for the answer to come. Have you ever seen a sunrise? You're going to see one in your life when God has everything ready. And when it comes, it may very well come very fast. And that sunrise will illuminate everything. It will change everything. And believe me, that sunrise, it's worth waiting for.
Thanks, Ron. Friend, is a word with you a part of your daily routine? We encourage you to subscribe to the email transcript version of A Word With You. Each day's A Word With You can be sent directly to your email box. Or if you prefer the weekly summary, you can get an entire week's worth of A Word With You in one email. To subscribe to A Word With You via email, visit awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.